Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Pirates better not do something. They got a chance to make us excited. They do. But if they do something, I'm going to tell you what. Coming up at about 6:45.
I have a good analogy for what it would be, too, I think.
Okay, because I can't think of one. So yeah. Better you than me, because I can't think of one. That's coming up at 6:45. Tale of two uniforms, though, right now. All right, let's tackle this one first. Yellow in the playoffs for the Penguins. Now, is this going to be the duration of the playoffs?
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't make it out. But isn't that what it sounded like?
Give it to me. I love the yellow jerseys. I remember, 15 years ago, bugging Tom McMillan about... It was right before they introduced the baby blues.
Uh-huh.
I said to him, I remember being in the bowels of Mellon Arena and being like, Tom, you don't understand. The jersey that you need to bring back, because there was word there was going to be a throwback jersey. I said, the jersey you need to bring back is the early 80s all yellow, the mustard yellow that Mario made his debut in with the yellow helmets and all that from like 83, 84, 85 time frame. I love that
with
look.
Last name and the numbers that were essentially hot stickers. They were just stickers.
Yes. Iron on.
They were awful. Like, they looked like it could peel off at any time.
Looked like the uniform they gave me in my YMCA floor hockey league.
Seriously, they did. They looked like a floor hockey one. And somebody's like... somebody's L, like, would be my last name. It'd be just Dulap. Like, the L would fall off, or the U would fall off. It'd be crazy. It'd be like a miss. Those were so bad.
It must be French. Dulap.
Right. You could see them shining with the light. Like,
yeah,
the way
the
that
reflection.
Would hit. Yes.
Yeah. But I love the yellow jerseys.
I don't mind them. They're okay. I'm not a huge jersey guy in terms of the importance of it to me. I do think, though, that the Penguins... when the Penguins wear their whites, that's just such a classic, great look.
Oh, the NHL needs to go back to home whites.
I agree.
And visiting and road team wear the color jerseys like that. That's the way it was way back in the day, and that's what they need to go back to. That I would be a huge, huge fan of.
Yeah, I like the Penguins and the North Stars was an all-time Stanley Cup playoff matchup, jersey
yes.
matchup. It was just spectacularly looking.
Yes.
You know, if the Penguins and the old Islanders jerseys, like, you know, if they just threw the regular classic ones, even the black Penguins and the white Islanders jerseys, or the white and the blue, something.
I think Seth Rohrbaugh was, I want to apologize if it was someone else and I'm attributing it to Seth, pointed out that the last two times they made sort of jersey switches, for lack of a better way to put it, in the postseason and wore them through the postseason, they went to at least a conference final.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
there you go. Well, then maybe there's some luck to that.
Yeah.
I don't like the Snoop Dogg Pittsburgh ones going down.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I don't like them.
I don't like the reverse retro version of that, the white ones they introduced this year. I think if you're going to do the Snoop Dogg, you go the whole Snoop Dogg gin and juice and do the black jersey with the gold letters. But
all right, now a uniform question here. And now this one will get – people will be mad. This is the one you walk in, and now without your mask, you can do this, I guess. Go into your office, and you have a discussion over coffee this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one that you go to the bar tonight, and you talk to somebody. Because on the surface, you start to say it, and you go, is there a discussion here? And then you go, yes, because people will feel – this is a one- or two-canister thing.
Right.
You're in one of two camps. So Kendrick Green, they just drafted him. We love his energy. Same energy. Bring it all the time, right? The guy from Illinois, the center. A lot of people in Pittsburgh think they got a steal. Then it comes out yesterday where he's going to wear 53.
Hmm.
That's his jersey number. Now, one would think, you remember whenever, I think it was Gentry, wanted to wear Heath Miller's jersey, and Ben was like, sorry, pal, you can't. He was very protective of Heath Miller's jersey, right? So there was that. Now, this is Pouncey. This is his guy. Mm-hmm. This is the man. You would think Ben would probably have veto power over this. If Ben wanted to say, or Pouncey wanted to say, hey, we're not giving away 53, because here's why. It's just a year, not even, just a few months removed from Pouncey sitting on that bench crying,
right,
and just thinking about everything that had happened as a Steeler. And he might, I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think Marquise Pouncey's a Hall of Famer. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think he's a Hall of Famer. That being said, I don't care. It's just a number. And if it meant that much, you'd retire them. But there will be some people who say, out of respect, let that one sit for a little bit. I can understand that one. I don't agree with it. It's just a number. And
right,
there's, and look, they're numbers, so they're not infinite in terms of football, in terms of sports, because
right,
you only use two-digit numbers. And there's only so many you can use.
In an organization like the Steelers, it's like the Canadiens or the Yankees. You're going to run out of numbers eventually if you don't get let guys wear numbers of previous greats.
Right.
So that part, I agree. Like it was like the conversation we had it a couple months ago, I think it was, where, okay, would it be an honor almost if you told a player, no, you get this number. This number is reserved for the guy who's the best on that side of the ball,
the
or whatever
part, though,
it may
is
be.
Right away.
That's the kicker. That, to be honest, and maybe we're reading way too much into jersey numbers. Maybe.
No, we're not. People are going to talk about this morning.
But this tells me that they legit have high expectations of this guy.
That's it.
They don't give Kendrick Green, they don't let him have 53 if they don't expect him to walk into the building and start day one just the same way Pouncey did.
I agree with you. The expectations have to be gigantic if they saddle him with that responsibility, I guess is probably the right way to look at it,
right,
of wearing 53. I wonder, too, the whole thing, too, when it all played out yesterday, I'm wondering what the pecking order is in terms of the jersey. Like, Rogers Freivogel doesn't work there anymore. He's retired. Mm-hmm. So you have the equipment guys down in the equipment room. Does Kendrick Green say, I want 53? And they go, just straight away, okay, fine, we'll twill it on, we'll get it all done for you. Or do they go, give us an hour here.
We got to have
a
talk.
Time.
Hold on.
Do they go in the back? They text Ben. Like
somebody runs upstairs to.
Do they call Pouncey?
Art's office.
How does that all work? And by the way, have you seen Pouncey lately?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, he looks like a high school basketball player. He's dropped a bunch of weight.
These offensive linemen.
Yeah, he's out fishing. He's on his boat. He's doing all kinds of. He is so good for him.
Yeah,
he took it off right away. But because you either go one of two ways right away. You make the dedication to take it off,
yep,
or you end up looking like, you know, like gigantic. But I, anyway, who do you think they called? Like, I was thinking of this. I bet the first call is to, out of reverence, Pounce, do you care if we let this guy wear your jersey? Or do you think they just go?
Or do they just go, hey, we're the Steelers. If we want the guy to wear 53, the guy's going to wear 53. I don't know. That's a really good like. And again, some people are going to be like, what are you guys spending so much time talking about jersey number four? In an organization like this, certain numbers carry certain weight, and 53,
Haskins wants seven back as soon as Ben retires?
That's not happening.
But I mean, seriously.
I understand it's not happening.
Tomlin's guy.
I know, it's not
would
happening.
Would that be the ultimate? Oh, Matt is shaking his head and laughing.
No way. Hell would freeze over before anybody wears
seven. What if he beats
him
out this year? What if Ben like doesn't play well? Haskins comes in and lights the world on fire.
Wait, what happened to Mason? We just completely skipped Mason.
Yeah. And then Ben retires. Ben retires. And then Haskins is like wins comeback player of the year this year, leads him to a Super Bowl and goes, by the way, next year, Ben's done. I want seven.
Yeah, ain't happening.
No.
Huh. Ain't happening.
Did you ever think they'd give 53 to some third round draft pick?
It's a great little bedtime story to tell Dwayne Haskins before he goes to sleep.
There's a big difference between 53 and 7.
Is there?
There is.
Okay.
I agree, Matt. I think Pouncey is borderline Hall of Fame at best.
No, he's a Hall of Famer. He's shoo-in.
But Ben's first ballot, and that's the difference between 7 and 53.
Oh, man, I'm here for it, though. Haskins wearing 7. Oh, with this. You think there'd be some people that love Jack Lambert and Jack Ham? You know what I'm
I think it would be
mad about that.
It would be more hilarious if Haskins got 7 as, like, the third string quarterback. And you just saw 7 standing on the sidelines.
That'd even be crazier.
A bigger kick in the junk.
Oh, man. All right, coming up next, I'll tell you what. If the Pirates do this, and they're not, it's just been written that they might. There's nobody has talked to the Pirates about this. But if they did this, there'd be some mad folks here in Pittsburgh, PA. We get into that next. I'll tell you what that is. All right, Mike DeFabo, 8 o'clock, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette to talk Penguins, and then a real-life Penguin, yes. Jason Zucker joins at 9 o'clock, so we talk to him as the playoffs are upon us. What are you laughing about back there? Did you think
it made it sound like we were going to talk to the animal?
That was the
penguin.
Whole hook.
Yeah, right.
Remember when Mackie got all hacked off that they had a penguin and the fireworks went off and he got.
Was that Mackie?
It was. He was one of the contingent. He was really mad. Yes, that they had them at the. At the stadium.
At Heinz Field, right?
Yeah.
If you go all the way back to the origination of the franchise, they don't exactly have a great humanitarian record when it comes to
guy
wildlife.
Died. The penguin died.
The penguin was because it was a South African
right,
penguin.
Yeah.
Wasn't made to live
right,
in cold.
Yeah, in Johannesburg it was supposed to be.
And they kept dragging it out on the ice, then got pneumonia and died.
Yeah, he was like, sorry, checked out. He had a good run, though. I mean, he just
a life.
Wasn't supposed to be here.
60s and 70s were not great for the Pens.
No, you're right about that. All right, why don't we get into our Twitter poll? Let's go.
Come on, everybody, let's tweet.
Yeah.
Tweets
that are rocking.
It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
All right, daily Twitter poll from yesterday. The Steelers, they play the Titans and Browns at home and the Chiefs and Ravens on the road in the final four games of this upcoming season. Schedule just came out. How many wins will they have in those games? 0, 1, 2, 3 or more. 45.5% of the respondents say they'll split. They'll have 2. 29.1% of the people who were polled, the people who responded, said they'll have 1. 12.8 say they'll win 3 or more. 12.6 say over. They'll lose all 4 of those games. So that's pretty interesting there, the way that the results came in. Today's daily Twitter poll, this is for the weekend, so vote. I'm telling you, this is a conversation starter, and I think it's a fabulous one to have because the Steelers have a history, just a little bit, of giving a jersey away of a great right away, or maybe even is it the right thing to do to wait a year? And the question is this. If you were the person who decided such things, would you let Kendrick Green wear number 53, Marquise Pouncey's old number, this season? 74.9% of you say, yeah, sure. 25.1% of you say, no, I wouldn't. So there's that vote. All right, now, this will make me mad. I'll be really frank with you. This would make me mad, and this would make Pirate fans, people looking for this rebuild, I'm telling you, even if it's the wrong move to do something, the Pirates need to do it. So the latest mock drafts are all coming out in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them still have the Pirates taking Jack Leiter and or taking Kumar Rocker, right? Some of them, though, as he's rocketing up the charts, have Jordan Lawler from Jesuit Prep in Texas, who is a high school shortstop. A lot of people compare him to Bobby Witt Jr., the Kansas City prospect that everybody says, you know, can't miss, is spectacular. Elite shortstop prospect. And I don't care if this guy's Jeter. I don't. I don't care if Jordan Lawler's Jeter. Here's the deal. You got to take one of the arms. You have to take one of the college arms, or people are just going to be upset.
This is the equivalent of if the Jacksonville Jaguars, who fell into the first pick this year, spent the entire offseason, and really the year before when they were positioning for the number one pick, talking about Trevor Lawrence, Trevor Lawrence, Trevor Lawrence. Oh, just wait till we get Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is the future of this franchise. And then they got to draft day, and they were like, hey, give me Mac Jones. Yeah, give me that guy. No. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is it. No, give me that other. There is, when it has been laid out for this long, do not get caught in overthinking yourself.
Right.
Do not get caught in putting too much emphasis on the outcomes of Vanderbilt games this year, how deep they go into the Southeastern Conference tournament or the NCAA tournament. All you have to do is look at those two guys. And I don't care if it's Leiter or Rocker, to be quite honest. Maybe when we get down to brass tacks, we can have a discussion about that when the draft gets closer. But either one of those guys, if you do not choose that guy, you are going to be one of those two. You are going to be regretting it for the next 10, 15 years.
Right.
Because even if they don't end up being Cy Young capable starters for the entirety of their careers, you're going to spend the next 3 to 4 years waiting for this Lawler kid or whoever the high school...
Some have said even it could be Henry Davis, the catcher from Louisville, who was, you know, the top position player as a college kid. And I don't care if you know he's going to be Johnny Bench. You just can't do that right now.
No. It's Leiter or Rocker. That's it. Those are the picks.
Are you of the same impression that I am and the same opinion that I am? If it's not Rocker and it's not Leiter, the fan base just doesn't want to hear it, and they'll immediately be infuriated.
They'll immediately think that this is Daniel Moskus all over again. That's not fair to if they were to take Lawler or the kid from Louisville. It's not fair to them, but guess what? We have been told since last summer when this team went in the tank almost immediately and we could see that the number one pick in 2021 was going to be theirs, we have all talked about Rocker and Leiter. If it's anybody else, people are going to look at it and say, ooh, same old Pirates.
Right.
That might not be fair.
And people will talk about signability. They'll wonder if that was a part of the issue. They'll say, is this financial? I understand the slotting system and how it works, but the bonus structure and all of that, were they worried about a guy pulling a Mark Appel and not wanting to come here? And that sort of thing. And that'll all be fair and it'll be on the table.
Or the other backwards logic will be, well, they think they're farther off. They're not going to turn this around in 2 or 3 years when Leiter or Rocker will be ready. They think it's going to take 5 or 6 years, and that's why they went and got a high school guy. And none of that is worth speculating about. None of that is even worth being in the conversation. Just take Jack Leiter or Kumar
All I know Rock. Is I watched a couple Vanderbilt games, but then I see this the line, and he pitches in the SEC. And they mow people down every time that they pitch. Every time they have 10 or 11 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And they mow people down. It'll infuriate this fan base, even if they have them scouted higher. You got to give me a sellable quotient. And one of those big, tall, mean, nasty college righties is a sellable quotient right now.
Again, it would be Roger Goodell walking to the podium last week and saying, with the number one overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Mac Jones.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.